35 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Good afternoon, Northern Colorado. This is the Hull Show powered by PDC Energy. And Colfax is inside the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. I'm inside of the Timnith Hull Household Studios here. Couldn't get out of the driveway, Colfax. It took me 2 hours yesterday between shaking trees in my backyard for fear that they were going to snap in half. We have some juniper trees in the backyard, shaking those out. Snow is pouring all over my face. My wife is loving it. And then in the front yard, just shoveling, man. There was a point where I had to go get the scoop shovel and just start digging out of it. But the roads are pretty bad here, at least in our neighborhood. I don't know what the outside world looks like, Colfax, but when they're plowing down these, what little they did actually plow in our neighborhood, you know, all the drifts, all the snow just goes up into the driveways. So didn't chance it. I have the equipment, so I'm hanging in there. We got like 23 inches, Colfax. I don't know what the total was in your neck of the woods in G-Town. What'd you guys get?
Yeah, I don't know the exact number, but from my calculations, probably pushing 20.
Yeah, it was crazy, man. Shoveling was not fun. I'm very sore this morning. Did you have to do some shoveling? Did you do all that, or did you get some help?
Yeah, well, I was out there shoveling, and my neighbors across the street saw me struggling, so they came over. The dude and his son, and I was like, "Oh, you guys are saviors."
That's awesome.
And it was great. So I was like, "Okay, I'll return the favor." So we go over there and we shovel their driveway.
Boom.
And then the little old lady across the street's like, "Hey, you young whippersnappers, would you like to get my driveway as well?" We're like, absolutely. So
you just found a job.
They found
can
a
do
job.
That from now on. Yeah, the worst. So, okay, here's the story for me. And I know we got a lot to get into today. I want to get into March Madness, Colorado State, where they snubbed. No, we knew what they needed to do to get in. We said they needed to beat Nevada. We said they needed to go to the championship. They didn't do that. So, no, they didn't get snubbed. Everybody thinks they get snubbed. March Madness is... it's just like college football. College always has this huge debate. No, they did not get snubbed. You can't change your opinion. They needed to beat Nevada. They needed to go to the conference championship. They didn't do that. So I'm stopping it right there. We are going to talk about that later on. I'm really proud of the Rams, though, man. I mean, they're a lot of fun. But Colfax, I don't know when it was, the last snow we had, you know, enough to get on the driveway and stuff. I'm out shoveling, and it's not bad. And my neighbor across the street's a good dude. He always he's one of those guys that looks out for you. You know, my garage, when I leave it open sometimes at night, he'll shoot me a text. "Hey, your garage is open." So we're buddies. And so we're shoveling, and we look over, and there's like the boys club down the street. Three, you know, grown men, and they've got their snow blower going, man. And I looked over at my neighbor, and I'm joking. I'm like, "It's kind of crazy. What do we have, like five of these a year? You know, that we have to actually come out here and scoop snow off of the driveway? That's a waste of money." And then a week, 3 weeks later, we get this snow. And my neighbors across the street, I look over at them, I'm like, "Dude, I'm about ready to go in on one of those." You So it was, I'm looking at those guys. And no, we didn't get help. In fact, the biggest slap in the face, I saw a guy with a four-wheeler. He's busting through, clearing right beside me. And he actually, I don't know who he was. He wasn't like my next-door neighbor, but he knew me. He said, "Hi, Brady," and I said, "Hi," really smiled really big, you know, I'm hoping he'd, you know, kind of get my drift, if you know what I mean,
yeah.
Come over and start to, that didn't happen, so, yeah, it was an event, man. Are you one of those, Colfax, I don't know where, as far as, like, how close you are to your neighbors, on my sidewalk, I'm the guy that goes, you know, I go into their territory, I start scooping their territory, sometimes I'll get all of it on the sidewalk, I didn't do an inch past my line yesterday because
no.
I was exhausted.
Well, luckily, my neighborhood, we don't have sidewalks.
Oh, okay.
We were built, you know, in the 60s, so they just didn't put sidewalks in.
Wow.
Except for the neighbors across the street, the ones that helped me, actually, they had the model home for the neighborhood, so they're the only house with a sidewalk. It's very strange. And so we actually did, I helped them clear that.
Man,
but,
really?
Pretty funny.
I mean, yeah, I do like to help normally in that situation, but yesterday it was so bad. I went out at like, I want to say 9:30 or so, and I got the heavy stuff done, and then I only went back out one more time, and I was able to do that, and you know, people were like, "Why are you shoveling? It's just going to come right back." I shoveled once, and it took me that long, like an hour just in the front. I didn't really have to mess with it again. So you get the heavy stuff out. You don't let that build up because then it's really tough on your back.
Yeah, well, I definitely waited till like late afternoon yesterday. I'm like, oh, all right, I'll get out there. And it was, you know, 20 inches of snow, heavy, wet. And then after I did that, I did it one more time when there was like 2 inches that had accumulated. I'm like, I'm just going to do it now because I'm not going to wait. If it gets any worse, it's not worth it.
Yeah. Well, and with you, you didn't have the sidewalks as much. That was right. The main thing. I was just going to get the sidewalks. And then my wife's like, you just don't mess with the driveway. We're not going anywhere. Then I thought, well, I'm going to have to do it tomorrow then, whatever. Yeah, so I started digging, and man, I tell you, that was definitely, since we've been here in a neighborhood, because I grew up on a farm. My dad puts a tractor out and shoveled out just enough so we could get out of there and get into school or whatever.
Right.
But we didn't have to get out and shovel, so this was definitely the biggest one is it like 30 years or something like that, Colfax?
Is that what they're saying? Total?
I don't know, man. I mean, it just depends on what you look at. But I don't remember. When's the last time this area had, almost 2 feet of snow?
I can't say for sure. A lot of people were throwing back to 2003. There was a big storm like this. But
yeah,
I remember like 2006, 2007, there was another big one.
Okay.
I don't know. I feel like we get one of these maybe once every couple years.
Yeah, yeah. I was obviously not up here in 2003. I'm trying to think, because Eastern Colorado, like my dad calls, they had thunderstorms. They were getting rain. And that's 4 hours away from here, and they're getting rain. It's just kind of crazy. This storm had a little bit of everything. Absolutely madness. Let's see. Eastside Chris texting in. And if you want to text the show, 970-478-1301, 970-478-1301. Did that without a sheet of paper, Colfax. I don't know if you realize that, but I'm proud of myself. Finally got that text read down.
Got it memorized.
Brady, got a best and worst of the weekend, which we'll get to our good, the bad, and the ugly here in a moment. Best, tree branch went through rear window of UConn Saturday night. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I've seen some nasty stuff, man. Sorry about that, pal. Worst, CSU. I think it's a worst. I don't think it's a best, Eastside Chris, but... Worse is a CSU shunned. I don't think they were shunned. I mean, they had it. That's what we said they had to do. They had to beat Nevada, and they had to get to the Mountain West Championship, and it just didn't happen that way. That's just the way it is, man. Utah State got in. Two Mountain West teams got in. Boise didn't deserve to be there with their drops, and I don't like to say CSU didn't deserve to be there. I think they would have been a great March Madness team, but the way it worked out, and I mean the bubble teams, Oregon State won the Pac-12 title. That was a team that directly impacted Colorado State. Anyway, so is it? Oh yeah, Eastside Chris said if CSU gets snubbed, he's going to be a Chiefs fan. Remember that, Colfax?
Oh my gosh! No.
Dixon has converted one. So he says now Dixon's my daddy for 1 year. Is there a chance at being paroled? Most of my homies currently incarcerated get 1 day off of their sentence for every 4 days served. Please let Colfax make the decision. Are you letting him off the hook? I don't know, man. That's tough.
I don't know why you made that in the first place.
Yeah.
That deal there with Dixon. But yeah, we can let you off. I don't want you to be a Chiefs fan for any longer than you need to be.
Yeah.
So we'll let you off.
You're going to let him off.
Yeah,
okay.
I'll let him
Look at you, man. Look, you're like helping neighbors clear snow,
yeah.
And you're letting people off their bets. I mean, you must be feeling pretty good about life, Colfax.
Yeah, and you know, when we're faced with challenges, it's time to just band together as a humanity and just really take care of one another.
I like that. I like the positive vibes, man.
Yeah.
Speaking of positive vibes, Friday, Colfax, you're in, right? McCarty's Grill. We're
going
to be out at McCarty's Grill Friday. We won't have a show because KFK is carrying March Madness. We're going to be out there. Dude, they're doing like 50% off beer out there. So it is going to be a blast. I don't suggest drinking all day, but, you know, we're going to be out there to watch a few games. We are going to have a room, too. So we'd love for you guys to come out, hang out with us, and it's going to be a great time. It's out at the Eaton Country Club, too. So it's a beautiful scene. Man, when it snows out there and you're sitting inside McCarty's Grill eating, it's just like the prettiest scene in Colorado. So it's going to be a blast. Texter Brady, here's the argument for your thinking Colorado State didn't deserve. Mountain West is still considered Division I AA. No respect for the conference. And until that brand changes, they won't ever get more than two in the tournament. They have that record in the Big East. They're 4-6 seed. True. The Mountain West is absolutely disrespected. I'm not disagreeing with you there. But Boise State had it in front of them. They lost to Nevada. And then they lost to Nevada twice, right? Then CSU in front of them. They had it in front of them. We said this 2 weeks ago. CSU, it was a poll question. It was our Power to Play Sports poll question. what does CSU need to do to get in? And the winning vote for that was they needed to beat Nevada. And if they don't do that, then they need to go to the Mountain West Championship. Well, they didn't beat Nevada, so the next step was they had to go. So listen, I know there's other factors, and I agree 100%. The Mountain West is disrespected. But before that game, those games, we said that's what they need to do. That's what Colorado State needs to do. And then Boise State lost their shots too, losing to Nevada. And I almost picked Nevada to beat them because Boise State kind of they limped into the conference tournament. So there you go. Colorado State gets in the NIT. They took that instantly, and it sucks. And I tweeted this out. I said this team will be back next year, and I got crucified for that. Because they basically said, no, they got to get a true big man, another big man in there. Maybe so, but I think Colorado State, I put my money on them to finish top two, you know, in the Mountain West. And when with a regular year, you know, win 23, 24 games, getting that large. But we'll see. There's definitely a piece that they're missing overall because, you know, as far as Utah State, Namus Keita is just a man amongst boys. Power to Play Sports poll question is up at thewholeshow.com. It is NBA related. We're heating this up. Nikola Jokic had a great weekend. Not so much for the Nuggets. They did, you know, they won Friday, lost Saturday. Who's MVP right now in your mind? Is it Joel Embiid? Who's going to win the MVP? Joel Embiid, LeBron James, Nikola Jokic, or other? I mean, Damian Lillard's starting to creep up there. Luka Doncic is right there, man. He was having a rough start to the season. He's been on fire lately. So go vote on that at thewholeshow.com. Colfax, we need to get to our good, the bad, and the ugly presented by FMS Bank, banking made simple. All right, well, let's look at it. First off, okay, didn't go the Buffs' way on Saturday night. Oregon State shocked the world, man. Oregon State won their first ever Pac-12 tournament championship. That got them into the tournament. Bill Walton thought they'd be an at-large bid, but I don't think so. But they got in. They won. They beat them. But the good still is that the Buffs made it that far. It was a heck of a performance, though, overall in the tournament toward the end of the season. So good for Colorado to make it at least to the Pac-12 championship. But lost it up to Oregon State. But, man, Oregon State just caught fire. They absolutely caught fire. And now they're in. And that might be one of the teams that knocked the Rams out. The bad. The Nuggets get smoked by the Mavericks on Saturday.
Doncic scoring easily.
Oh, Porzingis. Wow. That dude can get some shots up, man. He is a quick shooter. Well, that is going to do it.
Yeah, it's altitude coverage there, and Luka was on fire. And guess who didn't show up for that game? Jamal Murray. I mean, he does not look... I tweeted this, Colfax. I said, how can Jamal Murray look like Kobe Bryant one day and my Uncle Remus, who's obviously double my age, triple my age, the next? I don't understand. It's absolutely nuts. I don't know. Jamal, I'm confused by this man. The ugly, yes, we can argue over it all day long, but the ugly is the fact that Colorado State didn't get in.
Stevens to Morris. Oh, 9 blocks for Keita. They don't have to foul. And that'll do it. Utah State is marching back into the Mountain West Championship game.
Whew, it was tough, man. Utah State. Name is Keita, though. That guy's tremendous. He's a fantastic player. And that'll do it. Good, the bad, the ugly, presented by FMS Bank, banking made simple. A couple of house cleaning items for you guys. Just remember, as far as Chassa goes, let me get that information pulled up here. We were supposed to have games tonight, Colfax, but we have, in fact, now they've moved those to tomorrow. It's all over the place as far as the updates, but they did get us the championship schedule. Changes in the state basketball playoffs. The following will be the games and game times for Chassa State Basketball Championship games to be played Saturday, March 20th, or Sunday, March 21st. So Saturday starts bright and early, I suppose. Saturday, March 20th, 10 a.m., it starts with 2A girls, and then we go all the way through 2A boys, 3A girls, 5A boys at 8 o'clock at night, and then Sunday starts at 10 o'clock again, too. We'll have a ton of games for you here on 1310 KFK. I think we have a doubleheader tomorrow night as well, Colfax. Maybe I'm wrong on that. I know we have our meeting today, so we'll go over all that. All right, 20 minutes after the hour, I'll read your text, 970-478-1301. A lot to get to today. Our Power to Play Sports poll question. Who will be the NBA's MVP this season? LeBron James? Joel Embiid? Do you think Nikola Jokic will get it? Or is it between Joel Embiid and LeBron James? We'll be right back. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
We have the games. Go to 1310kfk.com to see our preps, college, and pro game schedules on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310KFKA. What's happening in your own backyard? Listen to NoCo Now with Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310KFKA.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back. This is weird, man. I'm Colfax. I'm down in the basement. We have a little guest room here, and my wife and kiddo are upstairs, and he's a madman. He's running around. So I'm down here locked in this tiny little room. I'm just sitting on a bed. I might take a nap next commercial break, man. It's a strange thing not being in the studio. I still need that cutout of you that just sits in front of me because it really blows my mind. We haven't done it a remote in a while, but I remember how much I miss just looking forward, and there's Colfax right in front of me.
Some moral support, man. I don't know. It is weird. It is very strange.
Is the studio – what time is it there?
I think it's the same time you have.
Oh, that's right.
About half hour past the hour.
It feels like we're an eternity away. Yeah. We've got the first, check this out, Colfax, available at thewholeshow.com. We got the first whole review up of William Oliver's Public House. And my rating scale is 1 through 10, 10 being it's your new hotspot, 1 being you feel like you could die of food poisoning just by looking at the place and touching anything. These are going to be fun, man. I mean, we're gonna build them up as we go. I'm not a foodie. I'm not a food critic. It's the everyman's review. We're reviewing everything. So the feel of it. What's the environment like? And the food. I mean, you can go to any place and have a good meal, Colfax. If there's a restaurant in business for much more than 5 or 6 years, they got good food. But I'm out there to give you guys great spots. For example, Colfax. I'm not trying to. There's a brewery in town, and I'm not going to get into details. It's got the best beer in the world, right?
Uh-huh.
That's what we're told.
Yep.
I'm not big on the environment. I don't think it's I don't like it. It's not my cup of tea. It might be yours, but that's kind of the point of these reviews. Is it might have the best beer ever, and that's got it. It's going for them. But I'm gonna update you on what these places are like on the inside. Sports. I mean, do you go in? Can you expect March Madness there, or is it no? There's another brewery in town. They kind of have an unwritten rule. They don't play sports. They don't play sports inside the brewery. That's just kind of the rule. They have TVs. They just won't play sports. So it's interesting.
And that's the tidbits you'd like to know as a consumer.
Absolutely, man. So, I mean, that's what we're going to do. Public House, it's not a sports bar. It's more of an Irish pub. If you want to feel like Peaky Blinders, yeah, you go there. That's where you go. You get the snug. That's what it's called. Hmm. In these pubs, Colfax, we'll give you a history lesson. This is what I learned. In the snugs in Ireland, some of them, they created them because, and again, it's not right. It's way awful to talk about it, but this was the story why they were created, is the men didn't drink with the women. The women kind of needed to be pushed away into a different room. So they were kind of, out of sight, out of mind, I suppose. But the women turned it around. They were actually, they had a blast inside of these little tiny rooms in the pub, and they were drinking and having a good time. And the dudes were like, wait, those are the cool places. We want to go in there. So they, and then that dissolved the whole division thing, right? And people got their heads out of their butts, and they just kept the snugs because it was cool. You could reserve a room, and that tradition goes on even today. And I know in cancel culture, because it had a bad history, people probably want to do away with it. But the point is it brought people together, and maybe it was created from a bad idea, but it's actually a blast. So if you're going to go to William Oliver's Public House, you got a couple of people going with you, you should call ahead and see if you can reserve the snug for a few hours. It's awesome. It's just kind of a cool feel. Got that Irish pub type feel. Thewholeshow.com, you can find our videos there. Anything we do, the whole minute, my blogs, this one's about Nikola Jokic, things like that. Our Power to Play Sports poll question, who will be the NBA's MVP this season? Say that 10 times, man. That's tough. LeBron James, Joel Embiid, or Nikola Jokic. And this is a tough poll question because listen, LeBron James getting 41% of the vote. It's Joel Embiid next, and then it's other above Nikola Jokic, Colfax. Other is beating Nikola Jokic. Now, I don't know that hooligans are voting necessarily like saying they don't think Jokic is better. I think they're voting because they basically think the NBA is just going to give it to LeBron James or the sexy pick. Listen, they're not going to go wrong going with Joel Embiid. 33% of the hooligans, it's at second place, say Joel Embiid. He's Philadelphia's number one in the standings in the Eastern Conference. They're 27-12. Brooklyn's right behind them. Milwaukee's not too far away. You got to be rooting for those teams if the MVP award really means that much to you. Denver sitting at fifth. You know, they went on a five-game winning streak, and that brought them up from 7-5, so they passed up Portland. But, they're actually tied with Portland right now. They're two games back from the Clippers. I think the Nuggets have – if Joker's going to get this thing, I think the Nuggets have to probably finish in the top three. And then you're going to weigh the stats. Joel Embiid, the Sixers, if they finish one, Denver has to be probably two, and the stats have to equal out. So we will see, but bottom line is – Joker needs help. And here we are again with Jamal Murray. He was, 4-for-13 the other night? I mean, it was awful. It was awful looking at this. And it just continues to happen. You know, I'm looking at his stats, all right? So from, let's see, when did he turn it on? Let's go all the way back to February 12th, so about a month ago. February 12th is when the light went on for Jamal, because before that he had 8 points, 11 points, whatever. February 12th, he had 22 points from then on. He never missed a night of 20s. 22, 25, 35, 50 against Cleveland, 30, 24, 34, 26. And then, you know, he poured it on before the All-Star break. These last two games, 3-10. 3 points against Memphis, and they almost lost that game. And then they get smoked by Dallas, and he had 10. 4-for-13. There was one time he drove in and it looked like he had an easy layup and he just looked over at Joker. Mentally, it's not there. I don't understand how a guy can, seriously, that 50-point night against Cleveland, he looks like Kobe Bryant. And then suddenly he just doesn't have it. He doesn't have it at all. He doesn't even look like he could be a starter for the Nuggets. So frustrating for sure. And if in this MVP race, I see why you're voting. I wouldn't vote for Nikola Jokic because right now, it's not. Is Joker the best player in the NBA? Yeah, but it's not the best player in the NBA award. It's the most valuable player. And without Joker, they're not a playoff team. But you could probably make that argument with the Lakers. You could probably make that argument with the 76ers. So they're both extremely valuable. Go vote on that one, thewholeshow.com. Colfax, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos on with us. We're getting close, man. We're going to know about Von Miller very, very soon. We'll get to Zach, see if he can give us any insight. But first, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
The Power Trip. Weekdays at 11 on 1310 KFKA.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
A lot of news in the NFL. We saw earlier today, Buccaneers are giving Shaq Barrett a four-year deal worth up to $70 million and includes $36 million fully guaranteed. Good for Shaq Barrett, man. What a joy to watch when he was at Colorado State and with Denver and obviously now with Tampa Bay. Bucs are trying to bring back their core, at least. They have a lot of free agents out there, but they're bringing back the most important ones. Getting Lavonta David locked up last week. Obviously, we know what this team, they put the franchise tag on Godwin, so they're trying to bring back at least the core. Zach Stevens joining us now from DNVR Broncos. Broncos still, I mean, all these other moves going on in the NFL, man, the Broncos still have a few big decisions to make. Von Miller's contract, Kareem Jackson, Phillip Lindsay, Tim Patrick, Alexander Johnson. Where are we at, my man? Any closer to getting those decisions done?
Yeah, Broncos certainly taking these decisions up till the deadline, Brady. They got a couple of days to make decisions on RFAs, and Von Miller's and Kareem Jackson's decision will come in roughly around the next 24 hours. And the reason for waiting on Kareem and Von, Brady, it actually makes a lot of sense on why you'd wait, because you can talk to free agents now. Why don't go out there, see what you could do with the potential money that you would save with Von Miller, which is $18 million against the cap, with $10 million, which is what Kareem Jackson you would save if you moved on from him. Test the market. See if there's guys out there that would make sense to sign instead of having those guys there. And so there was really no reason to cutting Von or declining his option before this time. Now you can test the water, see what's out there. And then with the restricted free agents, they're really playing it close to the vest. Now, the biggest one, I think we know that Tim Patrick could get a second-round tender. Alexander Johnson makes sense for a second-round tender. But the biggest one is Philip Lindsay. What is George Payton going to do with Philip Lindsay? Because to me, it's very straightforward. You give Philip Lindsay a second-round tender, pay him $3.5 million for this season, he's back. He's not going to go on the open market and a team trade a second-round pick for him. That's not going to happen. But if you give him an original round tender, then that means Phil is going to explore the market. And now the Broncos would have the ability to match any offer he would get. But if you want Phil here for the long term, you're going to match any offer. You might as well just give him the offer right away.
Yeah. Zach, it's so interesting with I mean, everyone on this list has a really unique story behind it. The Broncos, as you mentioned, they can afford to kind of take their time on all this. There's no reason to rush it, but I know Broncos fans, Zach, are like, what is taking so long? It feels like we've been talking about all of these names for like 5 years now. It feels like it anyway.
Yeah, it absolutely does. And this isn't the John Elway regime anymore. And John Elway was great, Brady, at winning free agency. And when you win free agency, you sign the big name. Just spend lots of money. Well, you got to do that within, you know, an hour or two of the legal tampering window to open up. Because like you said, at the beginning of this, Shaq Barrett already gone $18 million. Some other big names already off the market. And John Elway probably would have been involved in that first wave. But George Payton, he's going to be aggressive but not reckless. And sometimes in order to sign those big-name free agents on the open market, you have to be a little reckless. And that's not the path, especially in year one. That's not the path that George Payton is going to take. And so it's kind of like this winter storm that we just had over the weekend, Brady. Everyone was expecting Saturday to be bad, bad weather, terrible. And then, you know, there's really not bad weather on Saturday, and everyone's going, what's the deal? Everyone's getting upset, just like you're saying fans are. Well, and then Sunday, it hit us really hard, and everyone's saying, okay, there's the juice that we were looking for. That could happen with this. George Payton very well may say no thank you to the first wave of free agency, and then when that second wave picks up, that's when George Payton will start making those moves.
Zach Stevens joining us from DNVR Broncos. Zach, what can you tell us about more on Von Miller being at the facilities? Was that a week ago? Everywhere from, you know, he did talk to George Payton, he didn't talk to George Payton. What was that like? Can you give us some more insight to that visit, and what was it all about?
Yeah, it was very much just an introduction thing going on. Von made his way back into the facility, and he wasn't there that much this past season because of rehab. And just with how strict COVID protocols were, he wasn't there as much as other players since he was on the injured reserve and done for the season. So he's just getting back in there, saying hello to people. So it was not Von going in and talking about his contract and his future with George Payton. It was an introduction, meeting him, small talk. That really should not be read into that much, in my opinion, at all.
Well, yeah, and you know how we are, man. We hear something like that, and everybody just goes nuts. And it's like, what does it mean? We got to put all the pieces together. But you're absolutely right. It wasn't that big of a deal, whatever. As far as going forward, one way or the other, with this team, Kareem Jackson, Philip Lindsay, as you said, Tim Patrick, Alexander Johnson. I'd personally love to see all of them back, but at the end of the day, the Broncos have to decide. You know, I think Zach, you told us they want all those guys back, but at what price, and does it make sense?
Right. If you bring all of those guys back, which of course I think every team wants all five of those guys on their team at the right price, but if you bring all those guys back, and let's say it's second round tenders for all the RFAs, which is Tim Patrick, Alexander Johnson, Philip Lindsay. And then you keep Kareem Jackson on his current deal, which is $12.8 million against the cap. And you bring Von Miller back again with the current contract. He's under $22 million against the cap. Well, there you're talking about, what, that's over $40 million, $45 million and cap money right there for all of those guys. So that's where the decision comes down. It's not do they want these guys. It's is $45 million worth it to spend on these guys when Kareem and Vaughn will be off the books next year on these new deals? And does it make sense to spend that type of money on a season when you may be taking two steps back in order to take a step forward moving forward after this year? And so that's where it comes down to. It's not do the Broncos think that Von Miller can play anymore, because that's not it at all. It's can the Broncos use that $18 million in savings if they move on from Von to go sign a couple other players who they think are going to be here for longer? Or, and Brady, this is maybe going to drive some people crazy, but there is a very good chance that George Payton does not spend all of his cap money this year and rolls it over into next year. And that would drive some people absolutely crazy, because John Elway was always about win now. But when George Payton has a six-year contract and you can roll money over into next year, he may be looking to do that. Now, is it going to be to the tune of $50 million in cap space? No, I don't think so. Would I be shocked if it's $20 million that they roll over? No, I wouldn't be.
Zach Stevens joining us from DNVR Broncos. Zach, we haven't talked a lot about the outlook of this team. We've just talked about the current situation, the free agency, Deshaun Watson, Drew Lock. But right now, if the Broncos run it back and they essentially get all those names back we just discussed, Deshaun Watson's a pipe dream. That's not going to happen. What kind of team can we expect Denver to be if this group's back and ultimately it's Drew Lock as the starting quarterback?
Yeah, and that's what it all comes down to. Is it Drew Lock? And is it the Drew Lock of the last four games of the season, where if you put what he did over the last four games of the season, you put that to 16 games? Well, he's throwing 28 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. Then Brady, with Von Miller back and healthy, with this defense healthy again, Kareem Jackson, Justin Simmons, then we're talking about a 10-win team right there. But if it's the Drew Lock of the first, 10 games of the season, then you're talking about an improved team, but you're talking 6-10, 7-9. Just because when you look at the team last year, Brady, the worst position, and take names off of it, the worst position on the Broncos was quarterback. And so if you don't get an improvement there, not much is going to change. If the defense is healthier, they'll win another game or two because of that, especially having Vaughn back. But you're not talking about a huge upgrade. So it would be a massive roll of the dice on just Drew Lock and if he's able to develop or not.
Zach, isn't it so interesting when you think about the quarterback position? Because one of their worst positions 2 years ago, 3 years ago, was left tackle. Garrett Bowles. I mean, he was good. That was blinded by the holding calls, the penalties, and all that. Suddenly, Garrett Bowles is now one of the best left tackles in the NFL, at least based on his performance from last year. The Broncos were able to be patient with him, and it worked out. Isn't it crazy how the difference of position is when it comes to quarterback, because the Broncos have only seen one full season with Drew Lock?
Yeah, it really is crazy. And some people that believe in Drew Lock and see the talent, because obviously the physical talent is there, say that. They say, well, look how long it takes some players to develop. Look at the Ryan Tannehills of the world who need many, many years to develop. And then they look at Garrett Bowles and say, well, just give Drew a couple of years. Well, just in today's NFL, you don't get a couple of years. And something else, whether you like it or not, Brady, is that Drew Lock was a second-round pick. He wasn't the 10th overall pick that draft. They didn't even trade back in the first round to get him. No, they selected Dalton Reisner ahead of him in the second round. And whether it's right or not, he does not get that benefit of the doubt. So I wouldn't be surprised if this is his last shot. We've already seen his last shot is truly being the guy. I think best case for Drew, we're going to see some competition, and we may see that competition brought in this week, whether it's a Ryan Fitzpatrick, maybe they trade for Gardner Minshew, Jacoby Brissett is another name to watch out for the Broncos. There's going to be competition for Drew, and he's just simply not going to get another year of no competition. It's your job. Let's hope you improve, like some people may want to see because of the Garrett Bowles story.
Yeah, well, it's going to be interesting, Zach. What are you working on, man, that we can check out? I know you're keeping your eyes on the Broncos constantly, because at any minute we could get some news about Von Miller and any of those names we've been discussing.
You're exactly right, Brady, and that's where it starts, is before really looking outside of the organization at who the Broncos are going to bring in, although there's certainly some names to keep an eye on there. You have to look at what they're doing with their own guys first. So really next 24, 48 hours, seeing the future of those five guys, because like I said, it's not just, you know, the name Von Miller, but it's $18 million that comes with that. So a lot of money, a lot of decisions to be made about what the Broncos are doing with their own guys first. So that's what I'm following right now.
Always appreciate it, my man. And we'll look to catch up with you next week, or you know, we might be reaching out to you at some point this week once we get some news.
I would think there's going to be something, that's for sure, Brady. Thanks for having me on. Great talking to you.
All right, my man. Be safe out there. I'm at home today. I'm doing the show remotely, so it's a crazy time. Zach, we'll talk to you next week, man. All right, Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos. Yeah, still a few things going on there. Get this. Minnesota expected to part ways with Richard Pitino. Sources told reporters this morning, Jeff Goodman of Stadium. So that's an interesting one because it does connect us to the Mountain West Conference. As far as Nico Medved's name, I don't know that Medved's name is going to be as big as the other name that's out there as far as Brian Dutcher out of San Diego State, but we'll see. Kevin Lytle told us last week, who we'll get on the program here in just a moment. Kevin told us that when they put the buyout together for Dutcher at San Diego State, it was $5 million. Except there was a little bullet point in that contract. It's $5 million for every team except for Minnesota because he has that connection there. I think it would be a $1 million buyout for him if he decides to go. So interesting stuff there. We're going to talk to Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado one. Where did it go wrong for Colorado State? Were they snubbed? Did they actually get screwed over and by not getting the invite into the big dance? We'll talk to Kevin about that next. We'll take a short break here. Again, it's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. And Colfax is live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. I'm live from the basement studios. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Halls Show, powered by PDC Energy and 1310 KFKA. Brady will be back after the break. Want the whole sports story in Northern Colorado, the state and the country? Tune into The Halls Show, weekdays noon to 2 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Cato June, all-pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the show. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Thanks for being with us here on Northern Colorado's Voice 1310 KFK. Don't forget, we're going to have you covered with March Madness all week. I know, Colfax, we're off Friday. We're going to be out at McCarty's Grill in Eaton. It's the Eaton Country Club there. We're inviting all of the hooligans to come out and hang out with us, man. It's going to be a blast out there. I think Tanner will do his first hour live with NoCo Now. Tanner Schwint will be doing NoCo Now out there. We'll probably talk a lot of college basketball, and then we'll switch over and air the games for you. So if you're at work, you can't watch, you're driving around, whatever, we will have it airing for you. And that's Westwood One's coverage of March Madness. So we're pumped to have that. Colfax, is your bracket filled out? You can do it officially now, and we've been inviting hooligans to our bracket challenge, and we still actually have time if you want to get in on that bracket challenge. Just shoot us a text, 970-478-1301, if you want to get in. Have you filled it out, Colbs?
I have not, but I will today.
Oh, my goodness.
It is on my list.
It's okay, because you could still get the round of four, whatever you can do. I don't mess with that, whatever, but I have filled mine out. I have done it.
Yeah.
And I would you like me to tell you my championship game?
I would.
I do not have Gonzaga in it. I have Texas and Baylor in my championship game, and I have Baylor winning the whole thing. And I'm going back. 5 years ago, I picked Baylor to win the whole thing, and I lost in the first round. I was devastated. My man BJ Hill, former Bears coach, was out there watching, and it was brutal, brutal. But I'm going there. I like the Buffs to go pretty far. Let's see. Buffs are going to have a challenge, though, man. And I know we got a break here. We're going to get to that and more. Next segment, I have Kevin Lytle. Buffs play Georgetown. And Georgetown just went off the last five games to win their conference tournament. So much to discuss, so little time. Second and final hour coming up next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.